I'd now like to welcome Mr. Nathan Dalbon, the Chief Executive of Housing Australia.
Thank you. Thanks very much for the opportunity to talk to you today. So we were formerly known as NIFIC. We've been Housing Australia since the 12th of October. When we did receive Royal Assent, we actually had a bit of a nervous count because essentially we were worried we were going to commence on Friday the 13th, but luckily it turned out to be the 12th of October. I think it's fair to say that there has been a sustained underinvestment, particularly in subsidised housing. And I think if we're looking at the problem definition in terms of what we're experiencing at the moment, certainly a lot of the problems that we're seeing with affordability, in particular rental affordability, relate to the fact that we have had a sustained underinvestment in subsidised housing over an extended period of time. And even the PC, who would, you know, expect to be pretty dry on these things, have pointed to the fact that the underinvestment in public housing has led to people being forced into the private rental markets who don't have the ability to adjust their income because a lot of these people are on welfare, or essentially increasing numbers of people being homeless. In terms of some of the interests, and probably my first point sort of reflects a little bit of the inherent cynicism, I guess, in terms of interest in affordability. I think that's been part of the past problem, is that, you know, the interest peaks, you know, depending on, you know, sometimes interest rate cycles. When I think going forward, we do have to have a sustained interest in addressing those structural issues that have been driving deteriorating affordability over a long period of time. And I've just put a chart up there because and a little bit self-serving because it does refer to some Melbourne Institute data, but it just also sort of zeroes in terms of the extent of the problem that we're dealing with. So you can see the overall rental affordability over time has actually been pretty consistent. You would expect that to have spiked in the last couple of years, given what we've seen in terms of rental increases on average. But when you break it down, you have a look at some of the cohorts, and in particular over 65, when people talk about particularly over 55 single women, that's where you're sort of seeing that particularly acute stress when it comes to rental affordability. And as I say, when we sort of move forward in terms of solutions and how we address that in a structural sense, this is some of the evidence and the hard data that we need in terms of moving forward. In terms of you know, what we do moving forward, and probably the title of this slide should be a leading role for government, but then also other stakeholders. Because I think if we're going to have a sustainable solution moving forward, we do need a whole range of stakeholders to provide the solution. So government, I think, still has an important role to play. Importantly, I think it's a catalytic role, but I also see it as playing a direct role in terms of providing a lot of the services where we know that there's going to be no other form of assistance. Remote housing, for example, is a good example of where you're not going to expect, in many cases, the private sector to provide a response. I think one of the key sort of messages, and I agree with Mike on this, is that we need to focus on supply going forward. Whether that's supply for subsidised housing, supply more broadly, we do have to plan ahead, and we have to plan for the sort of population growth that we expect. Clearly, there has been sort of limited success when it comes to supply, and I think there's probably been a tendency in the past to resort to the quick fixes, the demand side sugar hit, which provides an immediate response but doesn't really address the long-term structural challenges. I think the role for catalysing private investment is certainly an important one. Certainly when you have a look at the interest in the ESG agenda, and certainly from our experience in terms of how we face or interface with institutional investors, the strong interest that we're seeing through our bond issuance program, and we just had a substantial bond issuance yesterday, is that there is incredibly strong demand from investors who want to have exposure to subsidised housing. The key factor is obviously, does the rate of return essentially, is that high enough to attract that interest from institutional investment? So to sort of scale up, and in particular, my focus, as Michael's saying, is trying to address that part of the affordability
challenge that relates to subsidised housing. The government have announced the HAF, the Accord, an additional billion for the NIF, the Social Housing Accelerator, and there has been a lot of attention, rightly so, focused on doing more for those people most in need. I think if I distill it down in terms of the HAF and the Accord, in essence, what they're seeking to do is essentially close the funding gap that exists in terms of subsidised housing. In other words, the rents that you receive from subsidised housing are insufficient to cover the costs. And so what the HAF and the Accord are attempting to do is to make those projects viable through an ongoing subsidy. The other thing I'd say is that in our view, based on the extensive consultations that we've had, apart from there being a burning need, our sense is the timing's right in terms of the interest we've had from market participants. So in talking to developers, talking to builders, talking to financiers, there's certainly a window, particularly over the next 12 months or so, with a softening forward pipeline to really drive home this new supply focused on social and affordable housing. In terms of where we're up to, the investment mandate for the HAF and the Accord has been released last week for a public consultation. That closes next Wednesday. As soon as the government finalises the investment mandate, our hope is to move as quickly as possible in terms of opening the first round, first funding round for the HAF and the Accord. And our ambition is to get the new supply on the ground as quickly as possible. Obviously, if we are focusing on new builds, new construction, it will take time. Accessibility to land is obviously critical. Getting the approvals process, all the ingredients that Mike has been also referring to, they're going to be critical in terms of the timing of this new supply. So I think, this conversation, this debate in terms of how we get new supply, but also will support what Adam has said just in terms of, the increased focus, particularly on those people most in need, and the focus on subsidised housing. Supply more generally, I think, is important. Affordability is more important. But I think when we have a look at those people that are hurting the most, it's certainly the lowest income and the people most in need. Thank you.